This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome again to Morning Devotions, this segment heard each day. I hope that you're well today. There's a great statement in Psalm 139 in the Old Testament written by a king, King David, and these are words that speak to every generation. It's really David's prayer to God. You know when I'm resting or when I'm working, and from heaven you discover my thoughts. You notice everything I do and everywhere I go. Before even I speak a word, you know what I will say. Now, when you think about it, quite an amazing statement. That's verse 2 to 4 of Psalm 139. When you think about that, it says that God knows us better than anyone, including ourselves. He knows about our appearance, our height, our weight, how many cells in our body, and he's also aware of our thoughts and our motives and desires and those hidden thoughts that we may want no one else to know about. And in the New Testament, in Matthew 10, the Bible says that God knows how many hairs we have on our head. So this is amazing stuff. So I want to ask, how well do you know yourself? Others, they might think they know us pretty well. You know, people say, oh, I know you. I know what you're thinking. But what do we think of ourselves? Now, this is not simple. This is a fairly complex matter, and I really don't have all the answers. But I do know this, that God, my loving Heavenly Father, will help me to discover truths that will make a difference in my life. And maybe that's the same for you. And when friends or acquaintances look at us, what they're really seeing, I think, is the tip of the iceberg. Now, we talk about the tip of the iceberg. It's usually only about 10% of the mass. The other 90% of an iceberg, of course, is below the surface. It can't be seen. But here we have it. People judge us according to the way we look. That 10%, if you like, how we dress, how we speak, our body language, and the way we believe. But of course, that's not the whole story. It's easy to think, yeah, I know you. I know you because I've met you. But have we ever taken the time to really know that person, to get beneath the surface? Do you allow others to get to know the real you, or do you keep them at a distance? And if your friend says to you today, how are you? And you might, through your gritted teeth, say, I'm fine. Well, obviously, that's not the case. You're not fine, because what you're expressing verbally might say you're well, but the indications are the opposite. You might not be well. Above the surface, that 10%, we are affected by three things: by our attitude, by our emotions, and by our motivation. Now, of course, that's pretty easy to work out, how I feel about something, how I react. We all do that, I think, each day to one degree or another. But the psychologists tell us that deeper down in that 90% are things like perception, beliefs, values, and purpose. And they're not always easy things to understand, and it takes a lot longer to try and delve to the bottom of it. And I think it's very sad when we don't allow God, through his Holy Spirit, to come into the depths of our inner being and to do his healing work. You imagine if we allowed God to really permeate all that we are, to be able to come into the depths of our lives. After all, why wouldn't we permit him to do that? He made us. I read that from the Psalm 139. God made us. He knows us. And best of all, he loves us. And God wants to bring his blessings and the inner healing that we all need. And especially in those areas that we don't want to talk about, those areas of life where we're hurting. And then when we get in touch with these true feelings and emotions we have, we've really got the courage to go further in life. It really does make a lot of sense and helps us in the long run. Do you know that it could be quite exciting to see where God will lead us? So that's the question I'm going to address again tomorrow morning. How well do you know yourself? Well, dear Lord, we've thought about this today, but how wonderful to know that you do not change. There's nothing about you that's hidden, Lord. You're always there for us. We are your personal concern. How great to know that. And each morning, Lord, we know that your mercies are new. So stand with us, Lord. Be our guide, I pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.